Doing Steve, her business associate, a two-part avant-garde favor, Lexi had 5 days to prepare. She had agreed to act like a hired lady of the night for his friend, the groom, as a spoof, and then after, be the chauffeur for their San Francisco bachelor party. Having already completed the fun acting part of the arrangement, she was daunted by part two, to drive an RV full of drunken bachelors through the narrow streets of Daly City, the passenger pickup at San Francisco Airport, and then on to the hills of the city by the bay. Lexi was determined to keep her end of the bargain, without an accident. Wearing what she thought would fit the acting role, she dressed in a two-piece geisha girl costume over a Trinidad fishnet garter dress. Left alone with the groom in the back bedroom of Steve's home, Lexi had given an Academy Award-winning performance. She delivered a salacious monologue as she rubbed his neck to loosen him up. The nervous groom just sat like a stiff on the bed. Thankfully, Steve and his three friends broke into the room as Lexi's speech came to an end. The groom was visibly shook and happy to hear it was just a gag. It wasn't until they were piling into the rig that she realized they had no idea where to go and had made no plans in advance. Lexi, the ultimate optimist, decided to make the best of the situation and offered some suggestions. Driving a drunken group of men through the streets of San Francisco could only be a life story she would get to tell her grandkids one day. And maybe I still will. Driving the 28-foot RV was a whole different kind of performance. Even though she hadn't driven her own Fiat for over 6 months, she was going to be their driver and so much more. Getting familiar with the dashboard at first, sweat began trickling down her neck, cleavage, and between her legs. It made her outfit stick to her body. Hoping it was a good look, she didn't really have the luxury to worry about it just then. She spread her legs, leaned in, and took the wheel like a veteran truck driver. Oh, and for an atheist, she did a lot of praying. After winding her monster through the really narrow streets of Daly City, Lexi felt she was prepared to put the pedal to the metal. Speeding up, she merged onto the freeway. First stop, SFO. Luckily, the two additional bachelors were waiting at the passenger pickup curb. Lexi maneuvered the rig alongside the curb and slowed to a stop. Opening the door, she took the time to remind herself to breathe as one of the new passengers caught her eye. It seemed mutual because he decided to sit in the co-pilot's seat on the drive to the city. Once both men were seated and she was rejuvenated, Lexi pulled away from the curb and directed her big bad boy towards the streets of San Francisco. Her mind was going a mile a minute. Between determining the best ways to change lanes on the 101, deciding where to drive these guys, what exit to take to get them there, and trying to make her body look even more bodacious for her co-pilot, whose name happens to be Daniel, she was on overwhelm. But Lexi took it on with the focus necessary. She found her way to the area where the girly clubs were, found a side street to park, and did. The bachelors, including Daniel, drank and toasted the entire drive. They were happy drunks on arrival. She stood up and found her sexy black outfit still glued to her full figure in mostly all the right places. Shimmying a bit to loosen its grip, she felt pleased with herself. She pretended not to notice Daniel staring. Lexi had gotten them to town safe and sound. Now she was going to hang at the rig to make sure she didn't get a ticket while her riders celebrated another friend turned married. Standing in front of her bevy of boisterous bachelors, she explained where they were and suggested that they head down the street to the closest strip club for a good time. Without any argument, the Gen Y guys one by one stumbled down the steps of the rig onto the pavement. wobbling just a bit. Each had to find their walking legs. Lexi watched them weave their way down the sidewalk, chatting about all of their college escapades and comeuppances. She enjoyed their energy and was happy to have been asked to make this drive for them. Now alone in the RV, Lexi decided to do something for herself. After all, her bodily reactions to pretending to be a hooker and driving a load of testosterone in this humongous RV had already turned her on. A risque masturbation session in the back sounded like a really good idea. She locked the door and moved back into the bedroom. Perfect. It had a large mirror. After adjusting the blinds, she pulled off her two-piece geisha girl costume and began looking at herself. Smiling inside, while appreciating her reflection, she thought, "I look good." Considering her cargo, Lexi started swaying. Daniel came to mind. He had an adorable British accent, with a head of golden locks, a trimmed beard, and sparkly blue eyes. He was the perfect subject for her to think about while touching herself. Then she remembered Steve's comment about the sweet sound system in the rig. Before taking full advantage of the bed, Lexi sneaked up to the front and turned on some tunes. Then she laid back down on the bed in only her Trinidad fishnet garter dress. She spread her legs while facing the mirror, imagining her blue-eyed co-pilot looking down at her. She began to touch her bump. She could hear him boss her kindly, telling her to spread her legs further and pull over the panties still in his way. Obliging him, she pulled her panties over, allowing him full access. His curly head of ringlets bounced as he lowered his head between her legs. She moaned. All alone, Lexi's eyes rolled back as she continued her fantasy. She could smell herself getting more excited as she glimpsed into the mirror for a better view of her privates. It didn't take her too long for her breath to quicken. Between her legs, she imagined him relentlessly sucking her. Before long, she reached a full and satisfying orgasm. Then she laid back to enjoy the aftermath of her efforts. Perhaps she dozed for a few minutes, because suddenly she heard voices outside her window and jumped up. Her heart was now beating quickly, for a different reason. Grabbing her outerwear, she assembled herself back into acceptable appearance and moved up front. False alarm. It was just a couple fondling each other down the sidewalk. Relieved, Lexi sat down in the driver's seat, wondering what her pack of guys were doing. Enjoying her tunes, it wasn't long before she saw the group heading her way. Before they even reached the rig, they were shouting, "Lexi! Lexi! Lexi!" Not sure why, she unlocked the door and poked out her head. It was a comfortable night in San Francisco. A rarity. When they reached the rig, they continued chanting her name. Then Steve and the groom stepped up and asked her to accompany them to the next club. What? How exactly would it look for her to go into a strip joint with a pack of wolves? They didn't seem to care, and they were very determined. To calm them down, Lexi agreed. She made sure that they knew she couldn't drink, but she would join them. Taking a moment to apply her lipstick and readjust her sexy outfit from her singularly soulful session, she stepped outside of the rig and locked the door. Steve didn't seem to care if they got a ticket, so why should she? Her fantasy Englishman took her by the arm and escorted her back down the sidewalk towards the clubs. Eventually, the sidewalk got wider, and Lexi's gaggle of men flanked her. Three on one side, four on the other. She became their hub. They reached the New Century Gentlemen's Club and gladly paid their way inside. Not too surprising, there was no charge for Lexi. She and all women, no matter their attire, were always welcome free of charge. Their eyes had to acclimate to the darkness. The club stage was in full swing. The seats were only partly filled. The guys insisted that Lexi take a middle seat between all of them. And even though she objected, they also ordered her a drink. But before she sat down, she whispered to the waitress to keep the soda water coming. Finally, getting comfortable in her seat and looking around, she realized this was the first strip joint she'd ever been inside. It felt as though she were a fly on the wall. The group was chatting among themselves while they watched the sexy blonde dancer on stage. She was very flexible. They liked that. She used the pole on the stage to show more of her skills. It actually got the group to applaud and throw money. That, along with remembering her own personal RV time, made her juices start to flow. Of course, Lexi said nothing. A few other ladies hit the stage then. One set included two women together. Their bodies intertwined and caused a few of the boys to almost swoon. As expected, their wallets were getting slimmer by the dancer. Lexi was just taking it in and enjoying the entire experience. The next girl that hit the stage had a whole different feel. We all agreed that she looked like Morticia from the Addams Family, dressed in a long, sleek black dress with long black hair and a very pale complexion. Her moves were slow and seductive. Her look and motion caught my attention more than the other dancers. Without missing a beat, our Morticia climbed down off of the stage. The guys went crazy as she headed towards them. Was the groom going to actually get some action after all? To everyone's surprise, Morticia paid no attention to the groom. Instead, she walked right up to Lexi. While looking her in the eyes, she started dancing. It was like a private lap dance. The whole group just stopped making a sound and just stared. After several minutes, she asked if she could sit on her lap. Lexi was speechless. Without a verbal response, Morticia just sat down on her lap, put her arms around her, leaned in, and licked her ear. Lexi's eyes closed as she noticed Morticia's musky scent. A mix of perspiration and sex rolled into one. It made the juices between Lexi's legs get more slippery. Secretly, she hoped her sexy companion could smell her pheromones. The boys stopped breathing. They couldn't take their eyes off of their own private scene. How lucky were they? Lexi could see the stage lights reflecting off of Daniel's locks as he sat back watching with that twinkle in his eye. The others just sat there staring with their mouths open while Steve and the groom were deciding exactly what the women should do to one another next. Lexi found herself in the midst of an unexpected performance. Even though Morticia was turning her on, Lexi seized the moment as another theatrical adventure. An enticing secret conversation ensued between the two women as the boys looked on with their tongues hanging out. Though Lexi's lesbian experiences were minimal, touching her lap mate seemed quite natural. Rubbing bodies and chatting made Lexi start to wiggle in her seat. It seemed the boys noticed because they started commenting as the girls got lost in each other's arms. Morticia suggested that Lexi join the troupe of girls dancing. Complimented and briefly wondering if a career change was a good idea, Lexi decided to enjoy the moment for what it was, and her audience was glad for it.